are building a religion. We are building it bigger. We are widening the corridors and adding more lanes. We are building a religion, a limited edition. We are now accepting callers for these pendant keychains. Your resistance is useless. It is useless to resist it. His cigarette is burning, but he never seems to ash. He is grooming his poodle. He is living comfort eagle. You can meet at his location, but you'd better come with cash. Now his hat is on backwards. He can show you his tattoos. He is in the music business. He is calling you dude. Now today is tomorrow, and tomorrow today, and yesterday is weaving in and out. And the fluffy white lines that the airplane leaves behind are drifting right in front.
Hey there, Fuagata people, Fuagatarians, Fuagatalistas, Fuagata, whatever. I'm not gonna do the WTF intro. That would be wrong. Just chiming in, just doing a little 10-minute mini cast 3.5 before we go into the part two on doing conventions and cons and everything. Just wanted to touch base with you guys and just, you know, say thanks to everybody who get with the kind words and stuff. I've heard from a lot of people that not only are my friends and stuff like that, but, you know, I respect their opinions. There are people that I really enjoy what they think, and just want to say thanks. I mean, a lot of kind words, a lot of good stuff. I would hope people put it on the podcast or put it in the comments or put it, you know, out there. Please feel free to share this. This is all free. This is all, you know, out there for folks. If you think this is half, you know, worth what you're listening to, then please share it out there. You know, tell people what's up and everything. That's my main thing. That's one of the kind of thing I wanted to touch upon and everything else. I'm just really glad that everybody enjoyed it. I have some people ask me, you know, like, kind of like, why again? You know, like, why are you doing a podcast? You know, some people are, and it's not even like, why you, but what? Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you going to talk about? And it's kind of hard to pin down and say, okay, I'm going to talk about this specific thing, or I'm going to talk about what this is about. It's not about that. It's just having a conversation. I think that's the main thing sometimes. And as long as I have, you know, you guys asking me questions and telling me stuff and wanting to know shit, then I'm going to go and answer it best to my ability. If not, refer you to somebody that will. That being said, you know, I'm having fun with this. And if I, again, like, the one qualification, I think, I was talking to a friend of mine over dinner the other night, and the one qualification I think I have to be, and to have anybody listen to me at all, ever, about anything, is that I am genuinely a happy guy. I am a person that I think I've gotten stuff pretty right. I kind of cringe saying that because I feel like, okay, now you're just asking for, you know, the fucking sky to fall on you. But I've done pretty good. And I'm not only just, you know, and I'm not even talking like monetary or business-wise. No, that's what I keep exploring and sharing with you guys. But as far as my life and what I've done, my reputation, as small as it might be and whatever else, I've done really well. I've been fucking happy. I've done some kick-ass shit, and I've got to do more, and I got more coming up. You know, I'm going pretty good, and I think that gives me whatever, I guess you could say, quote-unquote, authority to talk to people and talk about what they need to do, you know? Hopefully, you know, that will translate here and get to you guys. And I think a lot of it comes from, you know, having a bit of a spiritual balance and not being a cock, you know? I mean, that's a big part of it, folks, not being an asshole, you know? We have enough of those. I mean, I just keep telling people all the time, it's just, bro, we have enough of those. Just be one less asshole in the world, and it will be a lot better, you know? There's so many assholes. We're full. We're overdone. We have way too many. So I try not to be that guy. And a lot of that will take in the account of having a lot of patience and being very open to things and very open to people and how they might be. And, you know, and you have to, key thing, you have to accept hypocrisy. You have to accept people's bullshit. Not saying it's right. No, not at all. It's still bullshit. But you're going to see that a lot of people, even yourself, live in it. a lot of times you yourself could be like, oh yeah, I'm totally about this, I'm totally about that, and no, not really. In the end, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm a fuck up too. So as long as you figure that out, it was like one of those things in business, you know. It's like, I went to sell something I had on Craigslist and talked to a guy the other day and everything else. And, you know, typical fucking Miami style, you know, you settle on one price. He says, okay, I go and drive over there. You know, I show him some of the stuff I have, and I'm like, all right, cool. So let me see. Well, you know, why do you have to be that much? How come you can't go a little lower? And, you know, I got to go and do this, and all I have instantly lowballing bullshit. Now, a lot of people get pissed off about that. I always think about my brother in that situation. That's the kind of thing where he gets totally pissed off. And other people I know, and especially in design and freelance, it always fucking happens. It just seems to always fucking happen. And I understand people get fucking pissed off. You just want to fucking cut somebody's head open and right there. But you can't blame them. Se van a tirar. You know, they're going to throw themselves at something. They're going to go and try. You can't be a type of person to be like, oh, fuck that. You're just not fucking right. What the fuck? Blah, blah, blah. You can't do that. That's just stupid, you know? My grandfather used to have a saying, you know, you have to know when to get angry. And a lot of times that kind of shit is not worth getting angry. Believe me, I've had, you know, and when I've gotten angry, I've gotten angry. But I've had, you know, situations where I totally was probably good within my right to scissor kick somebody in the fucking head. But it didn't do, it wouldn't do anything. They wouldn't, well, in the end, what would happen, you know? You end up, you know, disgracing the other guy, fucking everything over, and now you don't even have a relationship anymore. You just killed that, and you gain nothing from it, and you know, for nothing. Better address this thing right, bend it back to the shape that it should take as best as possible, and then from there, consider, you know, where and go forward, you know? And not only that, you can't be angry guy all the time. I was angry guy. When I was younger, angry guy. I was always pissed off, always had some chip on my shoulder, some bullshit, and it was a dissatisfaction with my life. And as soon as I let go of that and I got satisfied and I got happy and I noticed that I can be more an open hand than a closed fist, everything else came together. You know, you won't believe how many people are fucking assholes and then they wonder why their life isn't going right. If you say, hey, you know what, my life's kind of shitty, good fucking chance, good degree, I hate to say it, there's a good 80% chance you're an asshole, okay? Maybe to the wrong people, maybe to the right people, who knows? But maybe you need to figure out, hey, you know what, I gotta chill the fuck out, if not, you know, shit's not gonna come towards me. People are not gonna invite you to things. People are not gonna come there with an open hand and bring you in. You know, they're going to look at you. Want to be able to walk into a room and people want to see you. Hey, oh, look, it's so-and-so. You don't want a guy to be the guy that walks in a room and everybody goes, oh, fuck, it's this guy. You don't want to be that guy. That doesn't do anything for you. So I tell you, you know, once you leave that alone, once you leave being angry guy, because that's the thing, there will be a time that you need to get angry. There will be a time when you need to fucking throw down. When that happens, well, then people will pay attention because you're not fucking blowing it and blasting it all the fucking time. If you're one of these guys that just fucking constantly blowing their stack or always have some fucking shit or always talking some mad bullshit, which most people do, dude, you know what? They're gonna ignore you. And the day you really are angry, no one's gonna give a fuck because they've seen it a million times before. You raise your voice, who cares? You yell all the time. So, I mean, it's an aspect of great ingratiating yourself to your environment, being that, looking at the sphere of influence that you have, what you can do at the moment, and being the best as possible in that. And sometimes it's just passing the fucking salt, man, without being asked. That's all. You know, going back to the con thing, and I'll probably cover it and everything on the next episode, you know, the part two to the going to the cons, being helpful and being, that applies to life, man. Hold the door for people. Say hi to people, man. Sometimes, yeah, you're not gonna get a hi back. They're gonna be fucking dicks too, bro. But you did your part. But you won't believe how much that will crack people's shell when you say hi. You acknowledge their fucking existence. Just because the guy is on the other side of a fucking business, maybe the guy has a shit job, maybe the guy's making your coffee, maybe the guy's selling you gas, doesn't mean he's a piece of shit, dude. He's the same as you. So it's good to say, hey, what's up? How you doing? Look at him in the eye, you know? When you're walking around, you see somebody, hey, how you doing? You know, when you see somebody, you kind of know them, and you don't really know them, and you kind of, I don't know. Say hi. Anyway, fuck it. Throw yourself under that fucking bus and say hi. The worst that can happen would be like, huh, what? And that's it. But you can start a conversation. Oh, I know you from this place. I know you from that place. But the point of being is to ingratiate yourself. Kill your fucking ego. You know, kill that fucking thing, please. Ego is only good when things are done. And you're not fucking done. You have a lot more to go. So get away from that shit. Do more for yourself by being more for other people. And soon you'll see that a lot of opportunities will open up when you do that. When you can get past that kind of bullshit, that's what people are going to look for, man. You know, and that's what I'm trying to do here. That's what I'm trying to do on this podcast. So again, thank you guys so much for your kind words. It's been really fucking cool. I hope to do more little podcasts here and there just to get the word, you know, out. I know sometimes content is king. You know, I'm going to go over that 10-minute mark now. But, you know, I really do thank everybody for chiming in and sending me messages and sending me texts and, you know, calling me up and telling me about the podcast. I'm really happy. I'm really glad people are enjoying it. Post on the website. Post it. Tell people. Because when you do that, other people see that and they say, oh, okay, other people like this shit. I'm going to listen to you. You know, even if it's, hey, great job. That's fine, dude. I'm more than happy with that. Post it, share it, you know, Facebook, Twitter, all that shit, you know. And I'm on all those things. You can just go put FWACATA and you will find me. If you put me on Google search, I'm like the first 10 pages. I'm the first page on fucking Google. Fwakata.com. You guys can find me there and ask me questions. Let me know what's up. You know, tell me what do you want me to hear about, you know. Fucking, I'll do a Dear Abby motherfucker right here, man. Send me your questions and I will tell you what I think. And maybe it'll be worth something and maybe it's not. But let me know what's up. Let me know what's going on. And just, you know, let's fucking keep this going, folks. So until the next one, later.
Come here, come here, come here, it's there.